Marcus, please help me. It was a desperate appeal in the mountains of a foreign land. It was a scream cried out in the echoing high canyons of one of the loneliest places on Earth. It was the nearly unrecognizable cry of a mortally wounded creature. And it was a plea I could not answer. I can't forget it. Because it was made by one of the finest people I ever met, a man who happened to be my best friend. All the visits had been bad. Dan's sister and wife propping each other up, Eric's father, an admiral, alone with his grief, James's fiancée and father, Axe's wife and family friends, Shane's shattered mother in Las Vegas. They were all terrible. But this one would be worse. I finally led the way through the blowing leaves, out into the cold, strange street, and along to the little house with its tiny garden, the grass uncut these days. But the lights of an illuminated American flag were still right there in the front window. They were the lights of a patriot, and they still shone defiantly, just as if